I was not allowed to go anywhere on that ship. Your job is on the main deck, looking after the deck ABs on ordinary seamen.
Yeah.
It's your job to get them up in the morning, get their food, and like that. And on the second shift, 12 to 4, get them up too. I had a 12-hour day every day, but time off during that time. So I worked 8 hours a day. That's fun. So what I did, I just take care of their food situation and waking them up. I didn't have to clean their bed or anything or make it.
Yeah.
Just to get them up. And because you do that, good enough. Therefore, my job did not require me to go down below to look at anything.
Yeah.
Which I was curious. Not your job down there.
You weren't allowed.
Main deck. They weren't even allowed to go on the lifeboat deck. Not your job. Wouldn't allow me on the bridge. Not your job. Hmm. Didn't bother me. Just do your job getting the guys up. So that's all it was for me.
So where did you sleep on that ship?
I slept with the deck crew.
Yeah.
That back there. In the stern of the ship, which is where the propeller is. Mm-hmm. If you know anything about that, it goes around and makes a noise.
Right.
But you get used to that. Uh-huh. I came on there, I opened the porthole like this. They were bigger than this because they were made so that a man could get through. Could you get through that?
No way.
No. You can through the ones in the Arm of God. I looked in it, looked outside, and I went like this. I thought, this ship's only an inch thick. I thought it was this thing.
Yeah.
That was my first impression of ships.
Yeah. And this was in 42,
hmm?
Which was a pretty rough year. I mean, there's plenty of submarines out there.
Where?
Well, in the Atlantic.
Anywhere?
In the North Atlantic.
I never saw any submarines. I was on about 12 different 50-ship convoys.
Really?
All the time.
Uh-huh.
50-ship convoy. 10 ships.
Never
across.
Saw any subs?
I never saw any subs.
Were they...
If I'd have seen them,
yeah.
Somebody else would have seen them before that.
Right.
And dispatched them.
True.
No. We never got... Only one time we got warning us of a sub was in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and we were by ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And we were told there was a suspected sub there. That would have been the Japanese.
Right.
We just did a little bit of zigzagging, but kept on. We were going from Bombay to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Empty.
By yourself.
Yeah. But the convoy, no. The only thing I saw from my ship, he always had a different position in a convoy and stayed in that, was the Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm.
We were told the Queen Mary was passing us.
Right by it?
On the starboard side. We were going the same way, but that was going the same way too, to the States. And we saw it goodbye. Gone.
Hmm.
Now the only other thing I could see, I had very good eyesight, I have good eyesight today, was if there was another convoy going back. I couldn't see the, that's the hull of a ship, I was over here. I couldn't see the ships, but I could see the mast. The mast of 50 ships is quite a sight, just like a bare forest.
Mm-hmm.
I could see them on the horizon going by.
Mm.
So that's how close convoys were. I saw that twice.
Passing by the other, in the
passing
other
by, going the other way. I thought they more or less went on very different places. Maybe that was a way that the Allies could help them.
Mm-hmm.
There was no help during the war. Not in the beginning. They'd used to get a four-engine plane, Albatross or some other, that would fly directly over your route.
Yeah.
And it could look down. And from a plane, you could easily see submarines during the daytime.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I saw once in a while. And I could tell by the what it was one of ours, by its shape. Germans wouldn't send a flying boat on with it, or anything like that.
Right.
There was no protection. But